This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Welcome back to the BetRivers Cricket Show. How's that? It's a Major League Cricket special. This is the betting hub for the Major League Cricket. I'm Ed Hawkins, pro cricket picker, joined as ever by John Wright, former Oz compiler and pro cricket picker. Enjoying the MLC, John?
Yeah, I am actually, Ed. I think it's been quite a enjoyable start to the competition. It seems to have sort of like got quite a bit of interest in America. The crowds are there. There's a lot of stuff on social media, and there's been some interesting performances. So we're halfway through the group stage, aren't we? The sort of first phase, and already we look like we've got a team that's practically out of the tournament in the Los Angeles Knights. I mean, they've lost their first three games. I mean, if they won their last two, I think they'd even still struggle to qualify. But we said at the preview show, didn't we, Ed, that we thought that they were one of the teams that the KKR franchise as a whole hasn't really been performing in other global franchises, and it's obvious this one is a continuation of that.
Yeah, Knight Riders struggling as three defeats from three, as you said, John. We're going to go through each of these six teams for the MLC, look at the futures market. We've also got a game to preview as well, seeing the Texas Super Kings take on the Seattle Orcas at the state of play currently. That's the top two, Texas first position playing Orcas in second. So we'll give you all the best bets for that one. We'll go through the futures market with you, and we'll go through team by team to give you some insight. We're also moving on to a different venue. We've got some statistics on that. We were, of course, at Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas. We're now moving on to Morrisville. Seven of the eight games at Grand Prairie Stadium won by the team batting first. So an extraordinary toss by us there. John, let's start going with that futures market with BetRivers, and they're pricing up, unsurprisingly, with them Texas and Seattle Orcas plus 250 the pair on your futures money line. San Francisco are next best, their third position. They got two wins from three. They were our pick, weren't they, John, for Gloria at plus 400. A word on them in a second. Washington Freedom plus 450. MI New York plus 500, they've been indifferent. And then the Knight Riders plus 2,000, who are almost as good as out of it. Let's start with Knight Riders, John. We identified them as a problem team. And just to point out, really, that the squad building is just not been good enough. They've got basically one overseas player to switch out of the entire squad when some teams have like three or four options. But it was Martin Guptill for Jason Roy, and basically that's the only change they can make in terms of their overseas players.
Absolutely, and Martin Guptill's been disappointing. I think we predicted it in the preview show. He's an old white ball player of old, not really in the current sort of white ball scene, especially at the highest level. He struggled. Jason Roy's come back after the Vitality Blast final where he played for Surrey in England. He's flown over there. That was the only change. But I think with the KKR, it's the same old story. The seam bowling seems lacking. And also, you know, the likes of Narayan, Andre Russell, you know, there's a lot of older players in that particular side. And you just get the sense that they're sort of like going through the motions a little bit. You know, I mean, Lockie Ferguson, I say he couldn't get a game for KKR in the IPL. Yeah, he seems to be sort of the main, he's bowling. He's the main seam bowler or high profile seam bowler in this particular side. So yeah, it's been disappointing them. I think they're effectively out. I mean, their last two games, they might decide who qualifies, but I don't think they'll be qualifying themselves. I mean, in one of the games, they got bowled out for 50, didn't they, Ed? Which is pretty disgraceful, really. So, I think we could put a line through them and maybe look to them next season, where I suggest that the franchise might get some fresh faces in there and not roll out the likes of Andre Russell, Sonny Narine, and these guys that have seemed to be part of that franchise for a long time.
Yeah, I've got to move on from those guys. KKR, I've got to move on from those guys and the franchise in general. I think they're conceding 9.7 runs and over. I know it's only a short study sample, but that is a good insight into an issue with the team. If they're going around the park like that, we don't expect them to make any headway, and they could do well to win a game. Mumbai, possibly the more tricky side to call. I don't know whether you agree, John. They've got Rashid Khan available to them now. They've been able to pair Kajiso Rabada and Trent Bolt, so the bowling has looked strong, and that's been reflected in some of the numbers they've been producing. 6.9 economy rate with the ball. We think economy rate is really key in T20 franchise leagues. We always say it. They did beat Knight Riders, as we mentioned. They bowled them out for 50, but they've also, lost the game themselves. They're a bit tricky to call because Knight Riders obviously whipping boys. Bet Rivers go plus 500, perhaps reflecting that. John, Knight Rider's going to miss out. Someone else is going to have to miss out because top four make it through. Is it New York for you?
I think it's going to be New York. I mean, effectively, as you said, Ed, they've played three games already. They've only won one. They're effectively going to have to win their last two games to get into the last four, which I think will be tricky. I mean, you're right in what you say. I mean, Rashid Khan comes back after the international series he played against Bangladesh for Afghanistan. He comes straight back into this side, but he played in the last game and they got beat. So, I think we said in the preview, they're missing some batting, aren't they, Ed? You know, it's too reliant at the top of the order with the likes of Brevis, who's pretty young, a young player. Nicky Perrine and Kieran Pollard seems to be batting a little bit too high for someone who's a bit of a veteran of this sort of cricket. He seems to be batting high. I think they're going to struggle, actually, as effectively. They're going to have to win their last two games to qualify. So it's interesting, isn't it, Ed? Because when we did the preview show, the MI were favourites and the Knight Riders were second favourites and effectively were halfway through the tournament and pretty much both those sides look like they're going home. So, yeah, I don't think they'll qualify. And again, I think we might see a change in the trend of making Mumbai teams favourite just off the back of the brand.
Yeah, agree with that. They've got balance issues again. They've signed Rabada, Bolt and Rashid Khan. You don't need all those three. You've got to split it up with your batters, and they're a batter short. Kieran Pollard is captain of this team, so he has to play, but not really worth his place. And by the way, Brevis, you mentioned there, about time he started scoring some runs, I suspect, because at the moment he's going around the franchise leagues, he's not doing it. Washington Freedom are fourth on the money line for the futures, plus 450. They've been going okay. I mean, they did lose their first match, but then hit back. John, we obviously haven't seen much of them. They've only played twice, so we don't know a huge amount about them. I thought they might have been a bit of value, actually, after that opening defeat. I think we spoke about them, that we quite like their balance. So although they are second bottom, it's still very early days for them. Economy rate of 7.8 with the ball. Balance looks okay. And just by the sounds of it, they should make it through to the playoffs.
Yeah, they've only lost one game. And if they win their game in hand, I think they'll be in a good position to get through to the last four. I like their bowling. Their seam bowling is very good, isn't it, Ed? The likes of Norkia, Alan Milne, and Marco Jansen, Dorsius, and they've got good spin options as well with Akhil Hussain. So I think the bowling's okay. Probably lack a batsman. You know, I think we said that, didn't we, in the preview show. They're probably just lacking that quality batsman at the top. Glenn Phillips and Josh Philippe are good players, but I just think they're missing another in that department. But I think they will go through. And then obviously when in the last four, it's anyone's, isn't it? But so I mean they will be my fourth choice out of the teams that I've seen so far.
And so we're halfway through our futures update for Major League Cricket with Bet Rivers. Bit of housekeeping. Give us some love on the podcast provider of your choice, and then give us some three follows across the Twitter accounts at Because We Win, so you can win across all sports, not just cricket. And then at John Wright 15 and myself at Cricket Betting. Three more teams to have a look at on these Bet Rivers futures markets. We'll come to the top two in terms of how they fare when they actually meet each other coming up. San Francisco Unicorns plus 400. They're our outright pick. I've identified a problem with them, John. They're going at 9.3 and over now, which is a major issue at the halfway stage, for me at least, because the Grand Prairie Stadium was basically a very tricky batting wicket. So going at 9.3 on that track, just alarm bells going off all over the place. I think they're going to make it, but it suggests that when they go back to Grand Prairie Stadium, they really got to tighten up their bowling. Their batting has been terrific. They're the best batting team in it. So can't be too harsh on them. But do you think they can go on and win it? You're still as confident as you were?
I'm still confident. They've only lost the one game, haven't they? They got beat by Seattle. Their batting lineup is just awesome, isn't it? When you actually look at it, it's absolutely quality. You think what they've got there, you know, they've got Stoinis, they've got Finch, they've got... they got Finn Allen, they, Matthew Wade. They got just quality all the way down. Their bowling is the weak link. And the one thing which they seem to do well as well, and I think we mentioned this in the previous show, is that the so-called Americans are contributing for them, aren't they? Like Corey Anderson got runs. Liam Plunkett's bowled pretty well. So I think they're definite runners, and I definitely think they're qualified. They've only lost one game, and they've lost to the Seattle side that are unbeaten. So I wouldn't be too concerned about them. But as you say, their bowling, their economy rate, their bowling, you know, if they get through to the latter stages, it's going to have to improve if they're going to win it.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Texas Orcas, they can't split the pair with Bet Rivers, the top two in the league ladder. Texas 6.8 on bowling economy, Orcas 7.1. So they're really tight with the ball. So just some decent units. They meet on Friday. We'll talk about that match in a second. I mean, John, I've got a view on Texas. I think they've perhaps been a little bit fortunate. I'm not convinced by their balance at all. And think Orcas are probably the better team of the two. So they could be a little bit of value at the halfway stage on the Bet Rivers futures. I don't know what you think.
No, I agree. I agree. I mean, the one thing with Texas, which I think will make a difference, is Daniel Sams. I mean, he played very well in England in the Vitality Blast for Essex. He's travelled over, and in that middle order, he will give them, along with Dwayne Bravo, who's already got runs in this tournament, give them a little bit of an engine room in that middle order. So, and they both of them bowl. So I think that'll make a difference to Texas. Top of the order, I mean, Conway has been brilliant. And also, as we said, these players, these American, so-called American players that are contributing, I mean, Texas have got the leg spinner, Mohamed Mohsin, who's took 7 wickets, hasn't he? And he's bowled very well. So I think that, you know, that helps with the balance of the side. If you've got an American player that warrants his place in the side and he's contributing, and they have. And same with Seattle, really, because Seattle have got players like Cameron Gannon as well. I mean, he's bowled I think he originated from Australia, didn't he? So they've got him as well, and he's contributing, along with the opener that's opening the batting with Quinton de Kock, Anwar. So both these sides have got contributions from the American players, which has definitely made a difference and helped with the balance of the side.
Okay, good stuff. That's the futures money lines looked at for the Major League Cricket, the halfway stage. Let's just check in with what this Morrisville pitch is like before we preview Friday's game between Texas Super Kings and the Seattle Orcas, the top two in the betting, the top two in the ladder. Morrisville, 3 out of 8, 160 or more in the first innings in a 2022 minor league. So that suggests we're going from a similar sort of surface that we saw at Grand Prairie Stadium. A bit tacky, a bit slow. I don't think that's what the American audience wants to see. They want fast bouncing wickets and runs and sixes and fours all over the place. Well, we're not going to get it if the track is similar to what we saw in minor league cricket last year. And interestingly, John, 4 out of 8 won by the side batting second in those games. And there's not one out there in the fact that one was a tie. So actually only 3 teams have won batting first out of those 8 matches. But we'll keep an eye on that one for you. A bit disappointing that we're not seeing massive runs, John, or do you prefer that sort of battle between bat and ball?
A cricket purist would like to see the battle between bat and ball to be very even, and you know, as good bowling performances as well as batting performances. I mean, there's been 2 scores of over 200 so far, hasn't there, Ed? And only one real terrible score, which was the 50 that the Knight Riders got against Miami, and everything else has been sort of like middle of the road, sort of 150, 160. So it'd be interesting to see if this second venue, if there's any sort of difference in that. And as you rightly said, only one side has chased down so far out of the 8 matches. So it'd be interesting to see if that trend changes and the sides that win the toss are looking to set instead of chase. I would imagine, going by what's happened in the first half of the tournament, the teams that win the toss will want to set and defend a total.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we'll see that trend again. Let's move on to Friday's game. There's Seattle versus Texas Super Kings. The money line with Bet Rivers for you. Seattle Orcas plus 100, Texas Super Kings minus 129. As we just stated about the pitch, we expect quite a sort of a cagey affair, not big runs. Get on it, bat first, try and get up to that 160 mark. That may well be enough for you to win the match. Two very good bowling teams, these. I mean, I think it's a pick-em affair, really, so I'm very much moving towards Seattle as the value. Don't know what you think, John.
No, I agree. When I saw this time on the Friday, I thought to myself, I wonder who's going to be favourite. I could have made it each of two myself. You could pick holes in both sides. I mean, Texas have got that, as I said, they've got that sort of middle order, experienced middle order of like Miller, Santner, Dwayne Bravo and Daniel Sams. I do like that. But then, you know, if one of the openers fails out of Conway and Duplessis, then, you know, Chetty in at 3, there seems to be a little bit, the top of the order seems to be a little bit light after the openers. Seattle, yeah, I mean, Seattle again, I mean, I like Klaassen. I think, as I said to you before, I think Heinrich Klaassen is one of the best white ball batters in the world. They've got Shivram Hetmyer as well. And also, I mean, one of my favourite players is the Pakistani guy, Imran Wasim. I mean, he can win a game with bat and ball. And I like him in the side. Their bowling attack as well. I mean, Wayne Parnell, you know, very, very consistent, wily left-armer, Andrew Tyre, and also another so-called American that sort of chipped in and played quite well is the off-spinner, Harmeet Singh.
Yeah.
I think he played one game for India, you said, didn't you, Ed, in the preview show, I think?
Yeah,
so he's a
good player.
Yeah, so that actually, looking at their side and the fact that Anwar has got runs with Quinton de Klerk at the top of the order, I mean, I think that arguably the Seattle side just looks a shade stronger. I actually do like their bowling attack. I think their bowling attack slightly better. But then again, Texas with this Mohammed Mohsin, I mean, he's bowled very well. I mean, he's got 7. We've got most wickets in the tournament so far for Texas. So, yeah, it could be a close game. I'd go for the value. I'd go with the value. If you're going to say to me that Seattle are outsiders, I'll go with Seattle. The fact that they're unbeaten as well, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Seattle here. Just picking up some of those players that you mentioned there. Heinrich Klaassen, runs available to go over or under at 21.5. Overs, 21.5 minus 118. That looks cheap for the Seattle hitter. Faf du Plessis, we've yet to see anything from him. Really quite surprised at that. He's extremely consistent in T20. Not quite sure what's up with him. Over 26.5 at plus 100. I'm expecting to be interested in price of top batting for him around about plus 300. Devon Conway, 29.5, over under minus 118. Quinton de Cox also listed here, over 25.5, plus 100, under 25.5, minus 137. Some varied numbers to move on. John, any batters you want to pick out there to get against or get with?
Probably the obvious ones. I mean, I think you're right what you say with Texas at the moment. Conway seems to be in a lot better form than Faf du Plessis. So maybe Conway at the top of the order. If you can get something like plus 350, plus 400 for him to be top, plus 300 for him to be top Texas bat, I wouldn't put you off him. In the bowling, as I say, I mean, I think Bet Rivers might have a little bit of value there with Mohammed Mohsin, because he's plus 400 to be top Texas bowler, which I think is probably a little bit of value, because judging by what he's done so far in the tournament, he'll definitely bowl his overs. He could be a bit of value. And as I say, with Seattle, you are looking for Quinton de Cock at the top of the order, but the fact that they've got the likes of Klassen and Shivram Hetmeyer in that middle order, I just shade with Seattle. So yeah, probably someone like Quinton de Cock or Heinrich Klassen would be the ones I'd want to go for the top bat, top Seattle bat.
Okie dokie. This is the Major League Cricket Betting Hub with Bet Rivers, the How's That Cricket Show. Let's go to best picks now for this edition. We're all talking about MLC. John, do you want to go first with your two best picks?
I'll go for Seattle. I'll go for Seattle at plus 100 to actually win this particular game. I think they probably represent a little bit of value. And in the man of the match market, I do like a few players there that could contribute with bat and ball, because you've got players like Dwayne Bravo and who's plus 1,400. Daniel Sams is plus 1,400. And also Imad Wazin is plus 1,400 as well. I like them because all three of those players will contribute with bat and ball, likely. So you've got probably twice a chance of them, you know, winning the Man of Match award. So that's where I probably go. So yeah, Seattle to win the game plus 100, and I'll go with Daniel Sams to be Man of the Match at plus 1,400.
All right, good stuff. Washington Freedom for me on your outright plus 450. I think they're going to put a run together and make those playoffs, and I think they may well be dangerous when they get there. And also, I'm going with John absolutely in that Seattle Texas game. Seattle are the value at plus 100. So you've got some agreement here from your handicappers for the Friday game in the MLC. That completes the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. How's that? And the MLC special returning to us next time for more MLC picks and value. We'll see you then.